Earlier this month, the state's Financial Impacts Estimating Group struggled to define certain portions of a proposed constitutional amendment that would ban assault weapons. Friday, that group met again. This time, they invited the petition sponsor to help clarify portions of the proposal. I'm Blaze Ganey. Thanks to House Bill 5 passed by the legislature last session, financial estimators now have to prepare financial impact statements for any proposed constitutional amendment by Citizens Initiative. In the group's first meeting for the petition aiming to ban assault weapons, members struggled to define the intent of the amendment. So Chief Economist Amy Baker called a new meeting.
Our hope by the end of the day is to have a good working understanding of what the amendment does so that we can start talking about and preparing discrete impacts.
To assist the group, Charles Tate, a volunteer for the petition sponsor, described exactly what the amendment's intentions are.
I am a former member of the National Rifle Association. Additionally, I have been in possession of a concealed weapons permit since they were made available to qualified citizens of this state.
Tate says even with his love for guns, he wouldn't mind turning his assault rifle in to help solve what he calls a healthcare problem.
I believe it to be the number one preventable cause of death and injury in our state and, frankly, in our nation.
In 2017, nearly 40,000 people were killed from firearm-related injuries nationwide, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But not every firearm is an assault weapon, and Tate says the amendment is only trying to outlaw specific guns that could fit that description.
All semi-automatic rifles and shotguns that are capable of accepting a detachable magazine or other ammunition feeding device. All semi-automatic rifles and shotguns that are equipped with a fixed magazine with a capacity over 10 rounds.
But former head of the National Rifle Association, Marion Hammer, says that definition would ban every semi-automatic gun simply because of the word capable.
That one word, capable, with respect to fixed or detachable magazines, assures that all semi-automatic rifles and all semi-automatic shotguns will be banned if this amendment goes on the ballot and is passed.
Tate disagrees and thinks capable means something that allows a gun to be easily altered. He acknowledges that gunsmiths can alter guns after they leave the manufacturer, but he says the amendment is focused on what the gun was designed to do. In the meantime, the estimating group is going to determine what definition they will use. Their next meeting is September 9th.